This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hungarian parliament approved Sweden's bid to join NATO on Monday, clearing the way for the Nordic country to become the 32nd member of the defense alliance. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
U.S. Ambassador to Hungary, David Pressman, shares his thoughts on the security advancement NATO will have after Hungary's parliament voted on Monday to ratify Sweden's bid to join NATO.
Sweden's accession to NATO will advance the security of the United States, the security of Hungary, and the security of the alliance. And this has been a decision that has taken some time, and we look forward to the process concluding rapidly.
Monday's vote in Hungary's parliament brings an end to more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance as it seeks to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Poland's top diplomat on Monday appealed to U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to allow a vote on approving much-needed aid to Ukraine, warning Johnson would bear responsibility if Russia triumphs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says combatants in places such as Congo, Gaza, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Sudan are turning a blind eye to international law. He made a plea for greater respect for human rights and peace around the world.
Our world is becoming less safe by the day. After decades of stable power relations, we are transitioning into an era of multipolarity.
Speaking at the UN's top human rights body opened its latest session, Guterres said on Monday attacks on human rights take many forms and reiterated his frequent calls for debt relief for some of the world's poorest countries and greater spending to fight climate change. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump appeals the $454 million judgment in his New York civil fraud case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
His lawyers filing the notice of appeal to overturn the ruling in the state attorney general's case against him, something the Republican frontrunner for president has been using as he continues to campaign for his party's nomination.
The level of hatred from these judges. There's no way you get fair trials. The level of hatred from prosecutors.
If Trump loses his appeal, he'll have to give up a sizable chunk of his fortune. The judge ordering him to pay $355 million in penalties with interest. That's grown to nearly $454 million. The total increasing by nearly $112,000 per day until Trump pays. Julie Walker, New York.
The prosecutors in Donald Trump's first criminal trial next month asked Monday for the judge to impose a gag order on the former president, arguing he had a record of disparaging witnesses. Trump stands accused in the case of paying hush money to a porn star, for which he faces 34 counts of allegedly doctoring business records as part of a cover-up. The gag order request cited threats to the prosecutor and his staff and comes as Trump faces a variety of civil and criminal legal proceedings. U.S. Republican Party leader Ronna McDaniel said on Monday she is stepping down from her role following weeks of public pressure from the party's likely 2024 presidential candidate, Donald Trump. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
The move reflects the former president's sway over the party as he prepares for a potential rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden in November. Trump has endorsed North Carolina Republican Party Chair Michael Whatley as the next RNC chair and has endorsed his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, as co-chair. Whatley has repeated Trump's false claims of fraud in the 2020 election, according to a CNN report. In a statement, McDaniel thanked Trump and said she remains, quote, committed to winning back the White House.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. A former FBI informant charged with lying about U.S. President Joe Biden and his son Hunter was denied bail by a judge Monday ahead of his trial. Alexander Smirnov was first arrested 2 weeks ago and indicted for fabricating claims that Hunter Biden demanded multi-million dollar bribes from Ukrainian firm Burisma, on whose board he was serving at the time, to protect it from investigation when his father was vice president. Federal prosecutors argued the 43-year-old Smirnov had a record of dishonesty and could not be trusted to return to court. I'm Joe Ramsey.